Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, it never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in the bank, in her hands not a thing. And now she says, and now she says, and now she says,
now I say, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theater June 4th. Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. He'll be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster, and that is next Friday night. So yeah, you might want to check that out. And also today on the show, I think we have three pairs of tickets to give away. So keep listening very intently for the cue to call if you want a set of free tickets to see Deepak Chopra next Friday night at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. So today's guest is Shanna Lee Gibson. She is a local Vancouver psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your calls today. She's also a member of the Association of Holistic Practitioners, and let's bring her up. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Shanna Lee?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Is it Shanna Lee or Shanna?
You can call me Shanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Shanna Lee?
I think that everybody seems to call me Shanna Lee, and sometimes, and I don't mind it either way, but that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just see what comes out then. So I want to talk about, before we start taking calls, I know that there are people, first of all, a medium is someone who can contact people beyond the grave?
Yes, that's a very good question. A medium is somebody who has the ability to communicate with those who have passed on. And what they do is they have to lift their energy, and the spirit world lowers their energy, and they're basically meeting in the middle. And the information is coming through the channels of clairvoyance, where you're actually getting vision and being able to see memories, places, and people, as well as the person who's communicating, or through feelings or through knowingness, and to give evidence of their survival.
Wonderful. And you're clairvoyant?
Yes.
And so that means you see?
Yes.
Things? Are there any floaties happening around me right now?
Always.
Always? Okay. Okay, good to know. So you were always, as a child, very precocious and very like into things. And at 15, you predicted your mom's car accident. Can you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very difficult time. I was always very much a daydreamer and very aware of the spirit world and angels. And around the age of 15, I was going through a very difficult time, you know, a very rebellious time. And I remember getting a real knowingness. My mom was getting ready to go on a trip to visit a friend, and I had a real knowingness. And now I realize that I saw it clairvoyantly, that there was going to be a car accident. So I actually just, like, saw the words car accident, and I had a real feeling of dread in my stomach. And I didn't want to go with her because I wanted to, you know, have fun with my friends. But I felt as though I had to go, and this information was given to me for a reason, and I had to go. So I felt an incredible amount of responsibility, but I also just felt that there was a reason that I was being given this information and that I needed to be there.
Wow. So then was the car accident really bad?
Well, actually, see, it's interesting because this is sometimes how spirit works. Instead of telling me what was actually going to happen, which would have actually probably horrified me, they just told me it was going to be a car accident. But when we were on the trip, I remember just feeling incredible anxiety throughout the whole 3 days. And on the third day, because it was like a weekend trip, it was towards the end of the day, and her friend had asked if we would move an old car for her on the farm. And so she had been warming up the tractor all day. And I remember just feeling like, oh, can we get this over with and just eat? And my mom said, you know, okay, we'll just be a second. So she got on the front tire of the tractor, and her friend was on the tractor. She put out the clutch thinking that it wasn't in gear, and it actually ran her over. So,
oh my goodness,
it was quite intense, and I was watching it, but I remember it being a very out of body experience. You know, in the movies when you see that shrill someone really screaming, well, I became aware that was me that was screaming. I could actually hear myself screaming, and then of course I ran to call 911, and there was no 911 up in Fort St. John. And so I got the car, and then her friend sort of helped me from there. But it was just, you know, it was just a very, very intense scenario at that point. And I really did not know what to do with the information.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as you matured and as you got older, did you develop ways to deal with information that was coming?
Yes, I did. I found that my sincere thirst for, I've always had a very strong thirst for God. So my thirst for God has always made me a seeker. And I ran into, it was almost as a book just popped off the shelf of Paramahansa Yogananda's Self-Realization Fellowship and his book, The Autobiography of a Yogi. And I read that, and then I was sort of just led. Everywhere that I was led, I started to get more information and to make sense of my intuition and to know that I was somewhat normal. And then one day I walked into a spiritualist church in New Westminster, and I remember feeling like this was very mysterious, and it was, and because they were actually speaking to people who had passed on and bringing information through. And then I joined a development circle, and that was when I started to realize that my imagination was actually useful, and that I had the abilities that I had could actually, that they could be honed, and that I could feel peaceful with them and not have sort of a running anxiety.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Well, we are speaking with Shanna Lee Gibson, and you're at shannaleegibson.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you would like to speak with someone from the great beyond, and we'll talk a little bit more about the other things that Shanna Lee does, if you would like a reading, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you would like a mediumistic reading right now. So, Shanna, what other things do you do? You're a clairvoyant and a medium. So, what kind of things? Oh, hang on a second. There's someone on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Are you calling for a reading?
Sure.
Great. Okay. So, Shanna, take it away.
Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay, Catherine. And what would be your question today?
Oh, I'll ask if my grandmothers are okay.
If your grandmother or grandmothers?
The grandmothers. Like, I have two of them.
Okay, if they're all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right away, I get the sense here of one woman, and I do feel as though with her that she, before she would have passed, that she had very much a difficulty with her body, but also with her mind. Can you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I definitely feel yes. Right off the bat, I have to tell you yes. They're fine. I'm very much aware, more aware of one right now. But yes, of course, they're definitely fine. But this woman who comes forward now, would you understand why she's talking about Dad? Why she would be talking about Dad? Your dad.
Well, I have two grandmas, and one of them has a son who is my father.
Who has a son who is your father?
Mm-hmm. And he's my dad.
Okay.
And the other one, I don't relate as much because my grandfather died when he was 50 before I was born. And there wasn't really a dad in that family.
Okay, let me just go with what I've got from this woman here. I've just got a very strong connection with the heart with this woman, and I'm wondering if you're aware of a lung condition before she would have passed, and being quite ill as well. Because I really...
Well, she had had a stroke.
Yes.
And she was sort of affected by the stroke for the last 3 or 4 years of her life.
Okay. But this, that's fine. But with this woman that I'm connecting with, I really feel a strong connection. She's showing me now around the lungs, and it's like almost like though we would put Vicks on them, but it's just a sense here of a strong infection around the lungs.
I'm not as aware of that.
Okay.
I know her brother had problems with the lungs, and he had an aspirator.
Okay, that's fine. There's something else here that's coming through. Now, can you give me your grandmother's name, the one that you're connecting with? Because I feel like if we do that, I can probably connect into her and only her a little bit easier.
Yeah, her name was Jean McNeil, and I think she was originally Jean Gillis.
Okay. Jean is fine. Okay. Can you understand a love of music with Jean and a real connection here to the piano as well? Or this would be very strongly in your family?
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I do play the piano.
Okay.
But it was the other grandmother who used to watch me playing it all as I grew up.
Okay. Well, that doesn't surprise me, to be honest, because as soon as we've got a connection to one, we've usually got a connection to the other ones as well. But she shows me the piano, yes, and she shows me a strong connection to music here and a real passion as well. And is it you who are a teacher, or is one of these grandmothers a teacher?
No, I'm a teacher.
Okay, then it's you. Because sometimes what happens with mediumship is that they will actually very frequently talk about about you, as opposed to necessarily, even though, yes, they will bring me information about them, but they will sometimes bring me information about you. And that's why I was feeling. Now, is it you that was suffer from a cold then in your lungs? An ill health.
I have fibromyalgia.
Ah, yes. Okay. Definitely know that this affects the muscles, though. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's just giving me this sense here of definitely a little bit of ill health and affecting the muscles. And it's interesting because she's really showing me a lot of things about you. But I really feel here as though I want to say that she's recognizing right now there's a little bit of loneliness with you. Can you understand this? Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit of loneliness here because she sees this. Now, I also want to say, have you recently, because this would be very, very soon or just happened, but did you just have a birthday or was there a significant man in the family who just had a birthday?
My dad.
Okay. And
that would be one of the grandmother's daughters.
Yes.
My name's son.
Sons, yes. And is did he just turn 70 or I have a connection to 70 here?
I think he just turned 75.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe that's the way of telling me the 70s. But which sometimes does happen. But I feel here with her that I just want to say that there's a great deal of love here, and also, you know, her just telling you that you've got to really take care of yourself. Now, you haven't got a lot of support, have you?
Well, I have some support. I have some.
Okay, and that's good, but it's just a feeling here of just of the fact that it's almost as though you could use a little bit more support right now, and I just feel as though she's around you, and I also want to say, would there be, do you know if there's a boy who would be in the spirit world, or would there be a boy, a newer baby boy who would be here?
Well, I think my sister's husband's wife is having a baby very soon.
Okay. Is she pregnant though at this time, or you're not sure?
Yeah, she is very pregnant.
Okay. Okay, excellent. All right. Well, I am being shown here baby boy, so I'd be very curious.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I want you to know that there's a lot of support here for you from Jean and from this other woman in the spirit world. And I just want to know if we have a connection to John in your family here.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah, that's her husband.
Excellent. Okay. And John is not passed, is that correct?
Well, there are actually three Johns in the family, and those three passed, and then there's a Sean, which is like John in Gaelic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Who's alive.
Okay. That's fine. She brings me to John. It's a very clear name, which is understandable. There's three people with John, so that's wonderful. And she just it's like saying the family is here. Everyone is good. Okay. Have you got Scottish in your background?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she shows me the kilt as well here, and a real connection to Scotland. And you know, I just I want to say to you, I want to say, be patient here as well. Did you have something come up around your taxes or something to do with taxes that seems very peculiar? But that just sort of slips in here.
Well, I got money back, and now I am in no debt.
Ah, isn't that wonderful? Okay. Because
yeah.
she brings in a strong sense here around the taxes. Okay. Oh. And also it was a sense of just having to be patient and then you know, coming through and it's exactly what you've said. So, you know, it's as though what they're doing is they're just coming in and they're just showing me parts of your life and really letting me know and letting let you know that everything is okay and everything is okay. And I really know that as well, you would have a connection to flowers. And I feel here as though you need to have some flowers around you right now and possibly be, if you can, do a little bit of gardening or just enjoying. Do you have roses as well?
The neighbor outside had some roses outside my door the other day.
Yes.
But I do have some flowers on my balcony.
Yes, because you need to have that connection to the earth, but flowers in particular, it's just smelling them, inhaling the beauty of them, and feeling uplifted by the very simple pleasures, okay? Are you a little bit limited in getting out?
Well, I rest every day.
Yes.
Walking. I do have a car,
yes.
But I don't spend all day out.
No, I just feel here as though, as though they're just impressing upon me that they're helping you bring some healing, especially around your back, and just also wanting you to get out and make sure you do your walk every day. So I feel that is very important.
That sounds great.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Catherine, for calling. And I hope that you will take that message and that you will allow it to bring you an awareness that the spirit world is definitely with you and that your grandmothers are around you and just saying hello as well, okay?
Thank you. Can I ask about one more person?
I think what we're going to do is we're just going to limit that today just to one question, my dear. But
okay. You're
welcome if you're interested as well to go to my website if you ever want to get a short reading or something off of there as well.
Okay, thank you, Shanalee.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. And so it's time now to take a break. We're speaking with Shanalee Gibson, and she is a psychic medium. That was just a mediumistic reading that she was doing a moment ago. You can find her online at shanaleegibson.com, and we'll be back in just a moment. I want to put out the cue to call because there are three sets of Deepak Chopra tickets. So I'm going to take the first two people who get through at 604-822-2487 right now during the break. 604-822-2487. I see two people right there. And if you don't get through right away, keep trying back. And anyway, we have two pairs of tickets to give away right now. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty. Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence, choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit calgaryfolkfest.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So I just gave away two pairs of tickets for Deepak Chopra. So if you called in and you didn't get through, I apologize. We do have one more set of tickets to give away sometime this hour will be, I'll be putting out the cue to call before the next commercial break. So listen very closely. Only one more pair of tickets left for Deepak Chopra. He is coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater next Friday, June 4th. I'm going to look up the time as well. So if you would like to get a mediumistic reading with Shanna Lee Gibson, she is our guest today. Give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Welcome back to the show, Shanna.
Thank you.
Hi. So I apologize, we're having some phone troubles. So if you are calling in, you're going to need to speak clearly and speak up so we can hear you. So what sort of things do you see? I'm curious what you see around me. So can you just tell me?
Well, I have to say as well, a lot of the work that I do as well is I am a psychic. So I do tend to see things about relationships, about jobs, about current circumstances and things like that. And I would say that that's been a lot of what people come to see me for. And then what I find is that from there, then I end up doing a mediumship where I end up realizing the information is actually coming from somebody who's passed. And then I connect into someone mediumistically. So as far as looking around, what's around you or what it is that spirit wants you to know.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm just taking a phone call, multitasking.
Okay. Okay. So let's just see here. With you, I do get the sense of a gentleman in the spirit world. Okay. And, you know, I want to say that if he's not your grandfather, I definitely have a strong sense of right around sort of around that sort of age, like around, I feel here as though I've got the early 70s, late 60s with him.
Could have been my father.
Oh, your father. Okay.
Because my father was quite a bit older.
Yes. Okay. With your father, did he have a connection here? With this gentleman, I feel very strong connection to, like, my heart valves. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much about my father.
Okay.
But I do know that he had, like, a triple bypass or something,
so. Yes, because he brings my attention here to heart valves, not just a heart attack, okay? So it's a sense here of definitely that. But you're not sure how he passed, though. Do you know how he passed?
I don't know,
okay.
But it was probably something to do with that.
Yes. Connected, but I do feel here as though it's almost like a symptom of a heart attack, something around that as well. Do you have a connection to a Jerry in your family? A Jerry or a strong J? Because that name comes up for me. And around him, I do want to say as well, now, did you know your father at all to around the age of 3? Because I've got a connection here with 3 and like a birthday candles and 3.
I didn't. My mom took me away when I was 2.
Okay.
Actually, before I was 2.
Yes.
But.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's something here. There's something else coming in then for me. But it's just a sense here of actually him telling me and showing me that you were really quite young right at the time. Okay. Yeah, no communication with him. So this is what he's showing me, okay, that there was no communication with him. And I do know that he would have had quite a difficult time himself, because I just get the sense here of, do you know if did your mom ever tell you if there was a connection to alcohol with him?
I don't think he was like an alcoholic, but I did see a lot of pictures with beer.
Yeah.
I know he liked his beer.
Yes. I don't get the sense of an alcoholic, but it's just, when he shows me this, it is something that I know is there. And it's just the sense of him not really, it's almost as though when there's certain people who really feel quite sure about themselves and where they're going in their life. And I feel a little bit of just sort of confusion with him and not necessarily knowing exactly where he's going in his life, okay? It's sort of hard because you don't know a lot about him to give a lot of information around that. But what I'm asking him to do is just to give me some information about you. And I just feel as though I want to tell you from him that he's saying that you've come very, very, that you've come very far, okay, for yourself. And when he says that, he just shows me just like kissing you on your cheek. And now I want to talk about love because I feel as though he takes me towards love, okay? He shows me that. And I just feel as though I want to talk about a very nurturing gentleman, okay? Now, is he's coming in. Is he not here right now for you? Are you connected into somebody right now?
Yeah, I have a close friend who's very nurturing.
Yes, yes. Okay. But and I just feel a very strong love connection with this gentleman. It is on a very, it's almost, some people might say soulmate level. I believe that every relationship has a soulmate aspect to it. But it's a sense here of a very strong foundation. And when you're talking about friendship, that definitely makes sense. But then also something that's also a bit more here as well, okay? He gives me the sense of reassurance for you. Okay, he speaks about reassurance because he just tells me that there's a situation right now about something that's beyond your control. Okay, and these are the words that I have. So I'll wait until I'm being shown something. Okay. But these are the words that I have. And he's just giving me, wanting to give you some reassurance here as well. Okay, and also he's talking about some very exciting new beginnings for you and telling you to go for it. There's some plans that he's talking about that you've put on hold. Now, it's so funny because he's talking about training, okay? And I want to say that I know earlier we talked about you doing some schooling in the back. You were mentioning that at some point you might go back to school. But I've got the word here with train and training. Okay, so I just feel as though I feel that I want to go with you towards very much teaching and leading. Okay, definitely teaching and leading because and with this, it's as though you've been working your chops in this area. But now I feel because I can see you standing up in front of people. And very much teaching and facilitating and using your leadership skills in a public arena as well as behind the microphone.
Ooh, that's kind of scary. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I see.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool. Okay.
And so I feel that that's something that is going to come in for you. And, you know, as far as with your father, just because you don't know a lot necessarily about him, it's just a sense of him bringing some reassurance for you, okay? And also a lot of love. And sometimes when people pass, this is commonly what happens, is that they have a recollection of their life. And sometimes there tends to be a bit of regret about what they didn't do. And sometimes definitely what they did as well. But in this case, it's a sense of having a little bit of definitely having a heavy heart around not getting to know you, okay? But there were circumstances beyond his control is the feeling that he's giving me, okay?
Yeah, that's true. He hired a private investigator. I found out later,
yes,
after my mother passed, that he hired a private investigator to find us, and he couldn't because my mother ran away with me. So,
yes.
But we have another person on the line. So should we take this call?
Yes. Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much for that reading.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I'm in a huge state of transition. I am wanting to have a more spiritually focused career. And, of course, the career I was in fell apart, which is a good thing. I think it's a good sign.
Sorry, can you want a more spiritually centered career, and then we couldn't hear what you said after that?
And so the job that I was in kind of fell apart, which is, I think, is a good sign. I'm having issues ending a 13-year relationship, but I don't think it's with my best interest.
A 13-year relationship?
And I'm looking for, I don't know, advice around that issue.
Okay, so I feel as though with the two things that you've said, that it feels as though you'd like some guidance more so around the relationship at this time.
We have a meeting today.
Okay. All right. So specifically, let's see here what Spirit wants to give you around this relationship. Now, were you guys were married as well?
We were married for a short time, yeah.
Okay.
We stayed together.
Okay. Were you guys married around 4 years, or this connection here to four?
We were married for about 4 years, yeah.
Okay.
So we've been together.
Sorry, 13 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's quite difficult for you, but I want to say that they're showing me here sort of him. Now, is this him leaving and coming back? But there's a sense here of just him going off on his own and sort of being in a little bit of his own world here. And
yeah, we've split up a whole bunch of times.
Say that again?
We've split up a whole bunch of times. We're currently split up.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because this is what I was seeing. I know that it's difficult, but I want to say here that with this, you know, it's affected your health, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Okay. It is definitely time to move forward. But I know that this is a very intense relationship.
Yes.
And I know that there are, as I want to say now, let me use this word carefully because I don't like to really say karmic, but for the sake of not having another word at this time, I'll say karmic repercussions. It's almost a sense here of just the fact that, you know, this relationship was done, and I feel that you need the support to be able to move forward and to really be able to feel empowered once again, because this relationship has taken a toll on you, not only physically, but mentally as well. And you've had such big hopes and dreams, but I feel that a lot of them have ended up scattered.
Yeah.
Okay. So specifically with this, I feel that, yes, it is time for you to definitely make the shift. Now, this meeting that you're having today, it doesn't feel as though it's coming together on, you know, when we come together, we sort of have a mutual understanding and a sense of peace. I do feel here a real sense of conflict coming from him.
Well, he doesn't. I begged for us to get relationship counseling, and now that we're split up, he's willing to do it. I don't really think he's invested in it, you know, the way I might have been in the past.
Yes. And if
today, I'm basically going there to break up with him.
You're going there to break up with him.
Yeah, that's what I really feel like.
Yes. I know it's been difficult for you. I know it's been difficult for you to actually leave this relationship because he keeps pulling you back in. And I know that this is difficult, but I want to say that Spirit is just telling me here that you need to trust your gut. You need to trust your intuition. Although it's going to be very emotional for you and very difficult to actually take the steps to walk away from him, you will find that feelings, those heaviness, and also you have some guilt here you need to remove, okay? You need to let go of. You shouldn't feel any guilt about leaving him. There's a sense of dependency that he's created for you, and this is something that you're going to want to really look at and sort of unclutch as much as possible from him so that you can both have your own energy and recognize that he's got work to do. He has a lot of emotional work to do, and there's a connection here with his father with that. But you, on the other hand, have always been a very light spirit, but this situation has definitely weighed on your energy very much so. And I don't even know if you... Have you found that you don't really recognize yourself as much anymore? You don't feel as much like yourself?
Yeah, I got really, really lost. So I've been doing a lot of work over the last couple of years.
Yeah. So just keep going.
I feel like we should take this step. So.
Yes, keep going. Do you have a connection with Pat, with a Pat, anywhere in your family who may be passed?
No.
Okay.
I have a friend, Pat, currently.
You have a friend, Pat. Okay. Okay. That's interesting, because just when I was talking to you, I was getting the name Pat came in really clearly. So with this, I'm just going to pull you an angel card, because I want to give you... I love Dorian Virtue's Ascended Master deck, because it's very uplifting and empowering. And
I have one of her decks also.
Oh, lovely. So this is a time for you to really focus. This is a time for you to get your ducks in a row and to really get yourself going on a better track, okay? One that represents more of really what it is that you want for yourself. So the card that I pulled here is Priorities.
Okay.
Okay. And make yourself the priority. You've really got to make yourself the priority. And there's a sense of definitely counseling with you as well. And I can't remember
if... I've been counseling.
Yes, you've been to counseling, okay. But you also have a connection here with helping people and possibly doing a bit of counseling, that kind of thing. Yes?
I'd love to do that.
Yes. So what I want to say here is that make yourself the priority, okay? Get back to nurturing you. Yes, it's going to be rough, but this is one of those relationships where it's like we've hit a bit of turbulence and we've got to hold on to our hats, so to speak. So it's not as though walking away is necessarily going to be very easy emotionally, and in terms of what he feels that he's needing from you and not going to get anymore, but it's going to create new opportunities for both of you to have the lives that you actually want, but it was not meant to be together, and I think you know that.
Yeah, I wish it would have been.
I know, but in forcing something to be something it's not, we create a lot of problems that we don't need to experience in our life. Allow things to be what they are, and you'll find that everything starts to flow a lot smoother for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, and thank you, Shanna Lee Gibson. You can find her at shannaleegibson.com, and we're going to take a break now. So 604-822-2487. First person to call in and get through is going to get a pair of free tickets to see Deepak Chopra coming to Vancouver on June 4th. That's next Friday. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we today are speaking with Shanna Lee Gibson. You can find her online at shannaleegibson.com. We do have, it looks like James is on the line wanting a reading. Can we give him like a mini reading?
Yes?
Okay, great. So, James, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Shanna.
Hello. What's your question today, James?
Well, I wanted to ask my brother what I should do about my mother.
Okay. Can you give me your brother's name, James?
His name is Hart.
Hart. Okay. Now, is there a connection here with your mom and with her house or with moving?
They moved years ago, and he was helpful in their move.
Okay. Because the first thing, as you say, even when you just said your brother, I was shown a house and moving. So this is a memory that he's bringing in. Now, let me see here. Now, I also want to say, how's your mom's health at this time?
I don't know because I don't talk to her.
Okay, because I just get the sense of her health right off the bat. Now, in regards to what you should do about your mother, okay, maybe what I'm going to ask you to do is, in order for me to be really quick and efficient here, let's just see. Okay, so you and your mom don't talk. Now. Did you guys have a little bit? Have you thought about contacting her?
I just gave up.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a real difficulty here because she just seems to be not responding.
Right.
Okay. So in terms of, are you wondering if you've done the right thing by just letting her be?
I think I've done the right thing by letting her be, but I wonder if there's something I haven't thought of.
Okay, if there's another solution. Is that correct, James? You want to know if there's another solution possibly?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, I want to say here, is your father passed as well?
No.
Okay, there's a gentleman that comes in quite passionately here on the other side, and I'll just tune in here if this is your brother, but he brings in a connection to your father, okay? And I just want to say there's somebody in the family here that has a bit of a temper. Can you connect this to a gentleman in your life?
Well, it could be me or it could be my daughter.
Okay, yes, definitely. Because I just feel here as though the approach that maybe what's happened is that we've had some hard words, okay, and there's been some real, even though you're a very passionate person, finding another way to express yourself, I think, is going to help people to respond to you in a better way. And with this, I know that right now, I know that you've been through a lot. I know that you are changing and that you're wanting to better yourself. And I just want to say that don't push with your mom. Just leave it right now. But I do see that, have you sent her a card at all? Did you send her a card?
No, I can't do that either.
Okay, that's fine, because I just feel as though, you know, just leave it for now. Just really surrender around this situation. And I want to say to pray about it as well. Do you use any prayer?
Meditation.
Yeah, okay. But can you also pray about this as well?
I could try.
Okay, please do that. The card that I pulled for you is that you are seeing the situation accurately. And I just feel here as well that it's like just trust that everything is how it is right now, and that there's not, that if it doesn't shift, that there's a reason why it's not shifting, okay? Because the relationship is a little bit unhealthy. And so I just feel as though don't push right now, okay? Just leave it and pray about it and surrender it to God, surrender it to Spirit. And I do feel as though some of the tension and the conflict is going to ease here as well, and the circumstances will possibly open up for a reunion.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. So thank you also to everyone who has called in, and the three winners who are taking away tickets to see Deepak Chopra. He's coming on June 4th. That's next Friday. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, you can go to ticketmaster.ca and get them. And I think there's also a There's a Ticketmaster booth at Queen Elizabeth Theatre, and that opens 2.5 hours prior to the show starting. If you are picking up your tickets, if you're one of the three lucky winners, the show starts at 7:30, so you might want to get there a bit early, like 7-ish, so you can get your tickets and find your seats and all of that. So thank you so much for that, and enjoy the show. It's going to be lots of fun. Deepak Chopra, June 4th. So, Shanna, you have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I have a radio show that I do. I usually do it every second week, and it's at about 1 o'clock on Fridays. And what I like to do is I like to open up by doing a little bit of an inspiration from sometimes an affirmation or a book, and then from there I like to then I'll take callers reading psychic questions as well as mediumship questions, and I've found that I've been doing it now for about 6 months, and I'm really enjoying it, and I love talking to people from all over the world.
Wonderful. And since we probably don't have time for another reading, so can you tell us, I can imagine a lot of listeners who weren't able to get through for readings. Thank you. I saw all your phone calls. I wish we had time for all of you. But definitely go on to Blog Talk Radio. What's the name of the show?
I have yet to name it. Right now it's Shanna Lee Gibson.
Okay. And so Shanna Lee Gibson can also be found at shannaleegibson.com. Her name is spelled S-H-A-N-A. Lee Gibson, all one word, .com. And there's also going to be a link up to her page on my website, spiritualshow.com, along with the podcast of this show. So how do you approach your readings? Because a lot of times people are looking for, they want to know what to do. They want to know what's going to happen. So how does that work for you?
Well, the way that I approach readings is I really, right before a reading, I go into a state of attunement where I link in with not only my inner knowing, but in with my spirit guides and helpers. And I like to focus, you know, I always tell people that I will give you a little bit of what you want, and I'm always going to give you what you need. Because our spirit guides and helpers, they tend to know more of what we need. And so when somebody asks me a question, I will always give sort of particulars around the situation. And then I will always give my sense, what I'm being shown, or what's coming from my spirit guides for that person. And I find that it's sometimes just a word or a sentence or something that I'm shown that just really tends to bring it all home for that person. But I'm really relying on my refined intuition, my vision, and my spirit guide's wisdom.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And so when you, let's talk a little bit about your parties, because you do readings at parties.
Yes, yes.
And especially I like on your website that you do readings for teen parties too.
Yes, I love that. I've done about a handful of readings for even 8 and 9 year olds and 12 year olds. And I find that there's usually one parent who gets all of the kids together and gets permission from all the other parents. And then I'll go and I'll usually bring a couple decks of cards so they have something unique and interesting to choose from. And then I'll find that I'm dealing with everything age appropriate. So it's like, you know, you have a passion for dancing, continue with that. You've been feeling pressure at school, you know, don't worry about that. But I find that there's a lot of inspiration as well as recognition of the stage of life that they're at. And the kids get really excited about the readings.
Nice. I can imagine that's a lot of fun. I just have on my notes here, I know we only have like 5 minutes left in the show. And a friend of mine on Twitter, she lives in Louisiana. Is that where New Orleans is? Louisiana? I think so. Anyway, they are really affected by the leak in the Gulf of Mexico. And she's asked me if I could ask all of the listeners out there to send their love and their healing energy to that whole situation, to all of the animals that are dying and are suffocating from the oil, to all the people in Louisiana and the other states who are being so horribly affected by this, to all the fishermen, to the BP people, so that they can find as quickly as possible a solution to this leak. And so I'm wondering if there's anything that you would like to add about that.
You know what? Spirit works in amazing ways. This morning on the way here, I actually knew you were going to ask me that question and talk about it. And I saw the oil spill, and I just, it was so interesting because they brought up everything around this. So it was really interesting that you would mention that. I feel that what was being shown to me this morning on the drive here, as I was paying attention to the road, was that it is a time where we're being asked to recognize the actions of even one person. And so we feel this is something that is so out of our control at this point. And it's so important at the same time, just like you said, that we not only send our healing thoughts and our prayers, but that we make a pact to come together to actually change the way that we are doing things in the world, and the way that we are, our actions are affecting, like just like ripples moving out into the world, and the oceans and a lot of the earth in many different aspects is experiencing a lot of changes, and it's so important that we gather our, increase our love, and really focus on visualizing this area being cleaned up, and yes, and the animals as much as possible being supported and protected. But I did see that there is going to be containment, but it is so far gone at this point. There's so much of it that we've just got to do our little part here. And even one person, this is what the importance of the message they were saying, was that even one person can create a huge movement. And it's time for us to create a worldwide environmental movement to stop, to become aware of how we're doing things, and to recognize as well with corporations and companies and things like that, that the earth is this is our home. This is the only place we've got. So I do, yes.
So maybe that one person is listening today.
Yes.
Or a bunch of you, maybe everyone can get together and send love to that area, and to do our part in whatever way, small or large, that we can to make this world, to help heal our planet.
Yes, it's very, very important. It's crucial at this time.
Okay, thank you so much, Shanna Lee. Shanna Lee Gibson, you can find her online at shannaleegibson.com, and she also has a radio show where she can take your calls and do live readings. That's on Blog Talk Radio, and she is Shanna Lee Gibson on Blog Talk Radio as well. But find her site, shannaleegibson.com, or through my site, spiritualshow.com, if you would like to connect with her. If you're local and you want to have her come to your party, that would be a lot of fun. So shannaleegibson.com again. Thank you so much, Shanna Lee, for being with us today.
Thank you, Maria. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. So up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Rude is ska music, you make me dance all night.
Your ska music, you're alright.
One, two!
I know you're just a little bit!
Ska T, Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Of the same color, we are shades of the same color. We are shades of the same,
of the same color. Color.
We are shades.
So many people in these days only see things one way, right and wrong, night and day. Never mind. Shades of the same color. We are shades of the same color. Yes, we are shades of the same,
of the same color.
Color.
We are shades.
It's too simple, some might say, but he
are in this place. One people, one desire of the truth. I never tire. We are shades of the same color. We are shades of the same color.
Yeah.
We are shades of the same
color.
We are shades.